From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Solar flares and coronal mass ejections are the most powerful explosions in our solar system. Too large, heavy, and fast-moving to imagine, but they're not the same thing. They occur mostly when the sun's magnetic poles prepare to flip, every 11 years or so, in an event called the solar maximum. Magnetic fields deep within the sun punch up to create two very different anomalies on the surface. Solar flares are enormous flashes of broad-spectrum electromagnetic radiation, from radio waves to gamma waves, released with the force of billions of hydrogen bombs. They stay largely within the sun's atmosphere, but when their energy does reach Earth, traveling at nearly 700 million miles an hour, it can degrade radio communications and blackout navigation. Coronal mass ejections are made up of matter, not radiation, and instead can contain a billion tons of superheated solar plasma. Some collapse back into the sun, but others leave the sun's atmosphere and enter space. There, they could expand to a million miles wide. Traveling at speeds of only a few million miles an hour, they can reach Earth in around 15 hours, where they can cause amazing auroras, northern and southern lights, as well as interfere with power grids, as we've discussed on prior episodes. Fortunately, NASA has built a satellite early warning system so we can prepare our critical infrastructure for this powerful solar weather. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.